the Lord has made. Come on, let us rejoice and be glad in it. For truly he is great. Yes, he is. And he's so greatly to be praised. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, oh, gracious Father, we just thank you, God. We love you, God. And Lord, we just ask you to forgive us for everything we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. God, I ask that this word go out like fire, God, that it would give the confirmation to those who are seeking answers, oh God, to questions they have before you. God, God, I thank you for the shifting in the spirit, even right now, oh God. I thank you for the turnaround, that is going on in the spirit realm right now. God, I thank you for the breakthrough, oh God. God, I thank you how that you are moving among your people. God, you even said in your word that you will never leave us and you will never forsake us. Lord, we thank you that, God, we can come to your throne, God, and we can petition the things, oh God, oh my God, that we are seeking, oh God. Lord, we thank you. God, we love you with an everlasting love that cannot be compared to man. God, we thank you for the healing power. Ooh, my Sinari Osha. We thank you for healing our hearts, healing our bodies from sickness and from diseases, healing our inner man, healing our spirit, healing our souls, God. God, we thank you, oh God, for healing our minds, God, even through this, what is going on, oh God. We thank you that, Lord, you are in the midst of it all, that, God, you is in control. I thank you even for what you've done for me on this week, God. Lord, when one door closed, God, you gave me the answer why it was closed. But God, you had opened up a better door for me, and I just want to say thank you. God, I give you all the glory and all the praise. I thank you. I glorify you for what you are about to do on this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. God is so good, and he's so great. He is greatly to be praised. God can and will do all things but fail. Do you know the God that we are talking about? Nothing and no one can compare to our God. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, turn them to the book of Psalm, 119 division, 71, verse 71. There's Psalm 119 division, verse 71. And it reads, it is good for me, I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is, why the closed door? Why the closed doors? I know some of y'all have answers. God, why have this door been closed? But let me let you know, there are some doors that God will open for us, and there are some doors that God will close. He will close them because, number one, that is not a door that was orchestrated and ordained by him. Number two, you are not ready to step into that door yet because, number one, the people may not be receptive. And number two, it could be a trap. And number my God to thee. Psalm 119 and 71 distinctively means that while suffering is painful, it can be beneficial by causing a person to learn God's statutes and turn to him for guidance and wisdom. You see, the afflictions served as a difficult teacher, forcing the psalmist, which is David, to appreciate and rely on God's laws more than they might have in times of ease and comfort. So we're going to break this verse down. We're going to break this down. Affliction as a teacher should be a good thing. Come on. affliction as a teacher should be a good thing. You see, this verse suggests that hardship is a professor that teaches lessons one might not otherwise learn. Because through pain and struggle, the psalmist has gained a deeper and more personal understanding of God's word. People of God, how you do shame? I know when you're going through something, you don't want to pray. You don't want to read your word. You just want the pain to lift. You just want the pain to go. You just want it over with. But I'm beg to differ. The more you get is God's word and the word come alive in you, you will see why God is allowing you to go through with what you're going through. Because it's only through your, only through his word that God can give confirmation to you. Only through his word that God can speak to you and tell you. Mm-hmm. Come on here, somebody. Because some of y'all are looking for this prophet or then for this person for to tell you why you are going through the things you're going through. When God simply wants you to come to him, to seek him, to spend time with him, to have a deeper relationship with him. Second Timothy, the second chapter and the third verse says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. It is a call for believers. Yes, it is. Especially the ministers, especially the ones that has been called by God to face suffering and to face difficult situations with, look out, resilience. Come on here. And single-minded focus on their duty to God. And it also compares the Christian life to a military campaign where a soldier does not get distracted by the trivial matters, but is committed to pleasing their commanding officer, which is Jesus Christ. Y'all done heard this song, I'm a soldier on the battlefield and I'm fighting, fighting for the Lord. Okay, you are a soldier on the battlefield fighting for the Lord. Guess what? You cannot get distracted. Come on here, somebody. Because how you do your shot, the enemy will get you distracted and it will cause you to lose your focus. And that's when he will attack your mind, attack your spirit, attack your emotions. Your emotions is saying, God, I can't do this because I'm tired of going through. But the key is you don't have to fight the battle, because what you're doing, you are fighting a battle which is not yours. And you are fighting it in your own strength. Come on here, somebody. Are you the Boche? Oh, God, I thank you for this. Because it has to come through the messenger first, which is me for now speaking of the articles of God. So that I know why I'm going through certain things. Because people of God, come on. We got to be careful what we pray for. Because I said in my prayer life, and my fasting time, I say, God, it has to be more than to just what I'm doing now. It has to be more that I have to do. I know in my heart it is more. It is greater. I say, God, if I'm not supposed to be in a place, move me. If this place have me stagnated, move me. But here's the key. You don't know how God is going to do. You don't know how he's going to do it, but he is going to answer your prayer because you are sincere. You are tired of the same old, same old. You want more. You want greater. Because you done seen the promises of God. And so this verse also implies that hardship is normal. People of God is normal. And it is expected on this Christian walk and the ministry that you carry. And another thing, it will shift in your priorities. There will be a shift in your priorities because it highlights the paradox where suffering leads to a greater appreciation for spiritual matters over the worldly comfort. This world don't owe me nothing, and I don't owe this world nothing. This world cannot comfort me. God comforts me. He will rock me. He will hold me. He will love on me. This world don't have nothing to offer me. And so the psalmist also realized that with God's guidance is more precious than material wealth. Come on here, somebody. We're talking about why the closed doors. And also, it is a deeper experience of God. Because once that you shift, you is hearing about God. You is learning more of God. You are gaining a personal relationship. You are experiencing his faithfulness and his power through your trials. If you ain't never been through nothing, how can you tell somebody about the miraculous power of God? If you never been through a sickness, how can you tell somebody that God has healed you of this or that? Come on here, somebody. It's time out for the fakeness. It is time to be real. It's time to take off the mask. Be who God has called you to be. One of the hardest things for us is to let things go. You see, we fight closed doors. We get discouraged over who walked away. We get bitter over the vision that really did not work out. But you have to realize that God stopped it. Not to make your life miserable, but he stopped it to take you into something bigger, better, and more fulfilling. But you see, the trouble, the disappointment, the loss, or the rejection may not make sense right now, but later on, you will see what God was up to. You see, if he hadn't closed that door, you wouldn't have stepped into the new level. Ooh, mother de oboche. Ha, yada de oboche. That happened to me this week. If he hadn't caused that person to move on, you wouldn't have met that divine connection. If that opportunity didn't dry up, you wouldn't have discovered the potential in you. Come on here. Help me, Holy Ghost, up in here. People of God, I want you to trust him. Trust him even when you don't even understand. Trust him even when you can't trace him. Trust him. It's not random. It's a necessary ending. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's not random. It's a necessary ending. God is your doorkeeper. He opens and closes doors to push us in our purpose and to learn lessons we would learn any other way. I want you to stay in faith because God's ways are not our ways. Your troubles will turn out for the best. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are the doorkeeper of our lives. Thank you that disappointments and troubles cannot keep us from what you have purposed for us. Father God, we believe that you are opening and closing the right doors, and we're looking for your best because we know the best is yet to come. And we praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And always know, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Y'all be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.